all right, no more new people. Like, today was my cutoff.
That was it?
Yeah. I was like, no more new people for me. Yeah, I'm done. I'm not going to make eye contact with the new kids. It's over for me.
When I go over there, and like the torture is having to watch the last 4 or 5 minutes of the person before me, because I don't know how long they've been up. And I don't even know who they are most of the time. I'm sitting there like, this is considered professional comedy. I get so mad. Is
really?
This a bringer show? What is going really? On? That's uh-huh. constantly.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
There was a guy I didn't know last night. He walked the whole room. And I was like, I mean, he walked the whole room. I never heard his name once.
But don't you feel like that's kind of the direction? Like, I'm like, I watched some Netflix special and it's like, I get it. I understand that it's powerful. But I'm like, why are you crying? Why are we now crying in comedy?
Yeah.
I think we know who you're talking about.
I do feel like I understand.
I forgot her name.
I
just call that
like,
bitch Nanette. I don't give a fuck.
That's it. Yay.
I just feel like you, then it's a one person show. Like, yeah. Which
it's
I can appreciate.
Like,
I think John Leguizamo's Freak is one of the best performances I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. But let's not call it stand up comedy, because I don't think it should be like a maudlin, like, very special episode of Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I
Murphy
I feel
Brown
the same
gets
way.
Titty cancer, and then we all got to pay for it.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm
that's
not
American.
Into the...
That's America right there.
I want my comedy... To
funny.
Be funny.
Funny.
I don't care how brave
Wacky.
It is.
Even like
just present
raw,
it differently.
I don't know.
My issue is just like you said, it's just the way it's presented. Don't wrap it up and say it's a comedy and then talk
and then
about
tell
being
us
raped.
That's the direction we're all supposed to be taking. It's just weeping. Like, I don't really want to.
I cry enough.
We're post comedy.
I cry enough in real life.
Without
I'm not bringing it
to
the stage.
On stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I read that, that she decided that we're now on a stage called post comedy.
Who says this? Oh.
This was after Nanette was released.
Oh, right.
It was one of the, you know, super liberal Hollywood, everything this lady does is great because she's a gay woman, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we're in a different level now. We're post-comedy. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Why would you want to be? Like, why would you want to be post-comedy? It's like, look at the originals and the people like from the 70s. And you're like, that was brilliant. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
How
wouldn't fly.
Why?
Right.
Wouldn't fly.
I can't think of anybody, with the exception of Whoopi Goldberg, but she called it a one-woman show. She never called it her stand-up comedy. This was her. That was a one-woman show.
You're taking somebody through a journey, or there's a, like, I understand, like,
she
a nice story and a through line and characters, but then it's more like a presentation. I'm not going to do a PowerPoint.
I like
and
this.
Call
this
it
is like
stand-up.
A TED Talk.
Oh, yeah. I like a PowerPoint comedy. We got to be headed in that direction, at least.
That would be amazing to have, like, a whole PowerPoint presentation behind you.
A pie graphs.
A little, yes. I like
this.
This
is the portion you're supposed to laugh at. It's a very small
right
sliver
around
of
here,
comedy.
I'm going to make you feel good about everything you do.
I'm just going to do a lot of etchings. A lot of soft etchings.
I mean,
charcoal. A lot of charcoal rendering.
I'm going to bring it back home right here.
Listen,
telling
if anyone
you
from
you're
Netflix
less
is listening to this, they're like, I'm interested.
I think Netflix listens to our podcast.
Obviously.
I mean, everyone listens
the head,
to the Comedy
the head guy,
podcast.
Gary Netflix.
Gary
Netflix. President,
how do you know his
CEO.
Gary?
It's always Gary.
Oh, it used to be Gary at Showtime, then he died.
That's exactly who I think of.
He took off his pants in my kitchen before he died.
I love him. Did he take them off to show you?
No, I think like because the brain tumor, it's really sad, but the part of his brain that it was affecting was affecting his reasoning and like choice making.
Yes.
And he was making some bad choices on Christmas in my kitchen.
That's beautiful.
Wait a minute. Is that why he wanted to give me a Showtime special? God damn it. Yeah. It was the brain tumor.
He was
one of my he was one of my biggest fans too.
He was a nice human being, and there's not many where you're like, oh, that exec is really
hell
like
yeah.
comforting and sweet. Makes me feel a sense
like
of
a
belonging.
Good person,
like a good human.
Yeah.
Yeah, tortured as a kid, picked on, and I was like, oh, that's why he's a good
perfect.
Person.
Yeah.
That's why he's relatable.
Have you done Showtime specials?
I did.
Yeah,
and then he passed away, and now I got nothing.
Well, at least you got yours on.
Yeah,
you wanted to do one
with
me.
Yeah, I got a few like small guys, and then I hosted the Titty Awards, the Porn Awards.
Oh yeah, the ABNs.
That was because of old Gary.
I love, guys, this is April Macy.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about the AVMs. Yeah. Very exciting. This Comedy Store podcast, we're never really good at being professional.
We're very bad.
No?
At it.
All right. It's fine.
I think they know I'm
out. We just linger in.
When we
yeah.
started talking.
Yeah, they know I'm who I am and they know who he is. What's your name again?
I guess I'm still Rick.
Oh, good. All right.
And well. You can identify me by the weird nasal voice you hear.
The weird nasal voice.
Really a big turnoff for most That's humans.
That can't be true.
It is. It is. Come on.
Wait, you?
Like
I forgot you did that.
He's gun mall. It's not appealing. It's
not. So hot.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody loves it.
When you, but you're like one of the only ones, aside from Mattel, that did the AVNs that had a special. Well, on Showtime, either after or before.
I mean, he gave me like, it was like Snoop Dogg's Bad Girls Account. Like, it was like, I got a few of those like little guy things that he kept handing me.
I remember
me.
Those.
And he was like a nice, I'm just sad that he's dead.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm really sad.
I'm still more baffled about the kind way in which you're like, and he took his pants off in my kitchen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there's no like
yeah.
it was
Christmas.
He was evil.
Christmas party.
Well, Christmas
no,
is different.
Oh, it was a party.
I don't think he didn't show full frontal.
I
he showed.
That's just Mitzi.
It's
yeah,
just people
fine.
Tapping on the ceiling. he just took like it was like underpants. So I felt like that was acceptable for Christmas.
But also yeah. Christmas yeah. is different
it's
in
nice,
LA.
It's
no.
A gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time
is...
I went to Christmas at Wheels's. And do you remember Wheels?
Yeah.
So
like Wheels Parisi. Yeah.
Wheels had a Christmas gathering.
We like to
gathering,
say his whole name.
And at the time, he had been telling us that that was his condo, but really he was just staying in Luca Polanco's condo. And
this happens all day.
So I went over there, and I'm just like kind of hanging out. And there's like two or three people I know from the store. I'm like, yeah, that's all right. And he cooked like swordfish and steaks and all this nice stuff. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then like Jimmy and Joey showed up.
Oh, and where
Jimmy
are
and,
they?
Jimmy and Joey's sister showed up. And I'm sitting there like, all right, I don't
they
really like
sister?
These people. Yeah, there's a sister.
Looks exactly like same,
her. Yeah, same outfit.
The amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same
in a sweatsuit.
She's like a...
she's the new Joey. Yeah,
I think they claim she's a musician. Not a magician.
I hope she's a magician.
Yeah,
that would
me
be
too.
Amazing.
And then everyone just started handing out pills. And I was like, all right, I'm leaving. We got super uncomfortable. It's just like, you want a Xanax?
I'm scared of pills.
People are just
Why?
Swapping out
know.
Pills.
I've never done, I've never, I'm not a big pill lady, and I've never done Coke.
Proud of you. I've
Thanks.
Never,
That's
either.
Impressive.
Thanks. My dad told me I had a small pinhole in my heart when I was 20, like until I was 20 years old, when I was as a kid growing up. He's like, you know, when you were little, the doctor said you had a defective heart. And if you do major drugs, it'll explode
smart.
And you'll die.
Super
and
smart.
So I believed
good
it.
News,
and then yeah. I was like, in my early 20s, I was like, hey, should I get that defective heart checked out? Like, I was like, this might be a thing.
Yeah.
I should have like,
I'm getting older.
Tabs on.
Maybe it's enlarged.
And then he admitted he had lied my entire childhood about my defective
Yeah.
Did you grow up in California?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah.
Philadelphia. But
yeah, yeah.
Anybody
East
that says
Allentown.
Really?
Yeah,
anybody that
close.
Says Pennsylvania, I think they're Amish.
No.
Because people from Philadelphia don't even know Philadelphia's in Pennsylvania. So they normally don't.
We're close. We're super close. If you're,
I've
like
been out
an
is
hour.
That where Great Adventure is?
No.
Allentown?
Dorney Park.
Dorney Park.
It's
I knew it was
a real
park.
Shithole.
I mean, it sounds nice.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, so
oh, okay.
just all of it's terrible.
Do you do Stanford and Son? Speaking
of
people
course.
Dying,
that's
Craig,
where I started.
Craig Glazier,
he
Craig
does
Glazier's
him a lot.
Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
He does an impression of him because that's where he started. It's my favorite.
Super, super shame that Craig is gone. And
I cried. I was sad. What a terrific
man.
Character.
A great character, terrible human.
Yeah.
Couldn't be happier to not have to ever.
But can I tell you, I felt sad because I feel like whatever happened for those three brothers to be
oh,
that
so
fucked
much.
Up, the
yeah.
dad did something. So I guess I just have empathy for people that you know.
Well, it's that pinhole in your heart.
Yeah, that were abused. It's what it is. It's like you. I see people that were obviously
it.
Abused or like.
I
and
can't.
I want them to be like better. Like I believe they can be better people. Like I always believed Craig should just stay a teacher and that would just change his life.
How great!
I can't believe that. The dad is the only one left.
Oh, he's a wild piece of shit.
And
oh,
so,
absolutely.
And I don't know that. Like, I don't think he abused him. I think it was like that.
Kind of pimped them, didn't he?
I think it was like, remember that kid in Texas who's like super rich and he killed some people drunk driving, and his parents and his lawyer claimed what they call it, affluenza or something.
Oh,
where it's just like he does. He's so rich and so privileged, he doesn't know right from wrong. Was the defense? I just feel like,
but
he just let his kids run wild because they're all just criminal animals.
I think they were just. He was just a bad person. Like
no,
I think,
I think he would use them.
Yeah,
because Craig told me stories that like, well, my dad taught me, and you know, his dad would teach him how to like run drugs and shit, like sell drugs on a corner, or ways to manipulate people out of money and things like that. And he would bring
well,
it home.
Thank God he used that on the comedians, because that was.
I feel like he had a magic shell heart though, like, because I do think like there was a good person inside, like
somewhere.
I think out of somewhere inside it was like a crunchy
but it got lost.
Shell.
I never saw it because
really,
I just thought he was a terrible person.
I think he was a terrible person, but I guess I felt sad for him. Like when
well,
his
like
brother
saying,
died,
I
sent flowers, and he was like,
"He was so sweet."
And he's like, "I always considered you a friend." And then, like towards the end, he had bounced my check to me.
Yeah,
which was a large. It was a New Year's Eve check, so you know it's like always like double. It's like a substantial paycheck, and so it was a felony because when it's over a few thousand, it's a felony. So I was like, he's going to pay me. I told my manager, I was like, I believe it. He's just going to pay me over time. He doesn't have it right now. He's paid me for 10 years. Like, let him go. And then I didn't know he was dying. So when he died, I felt guilty because my manager was like, he's not fucking paying you. You have a goddamn princess brain. Stop believing in the good of people. And like, and then she got the money. She
a
went to the
princess brain.
Yeah, she's like, you have
I've
a fucking princess
that.
Brain. And I'm going to the district attorney because it's a felony and it's been a year and he's not fucking paying you.
Yeah.
And then he died. And then I felt sad. Like,
did
I
you
felt
get
like
the
it
money?
Was like, yeah, I did. I felt like it was me asking for the money that put him over the edge to kill
him. No, no. Yeah. He did it to a lot of people.
Yeah, that was pretty much his MO.
Yeah.
He obviously did like you if you had checks that cleared for years, because I know
my
people
check
who
really
from him.
Like
did or didn't
did.
Okay, all my checks for 10 years cleared, and he would like, if I needed a week of work, I'd be like, oh Craig, I'm like, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, my calendar is shit next January, like, and then he'd be like, all right, and he'd bump somebody for him. Like, he would do nice things.
Yeah, I think he liked female comedians.
Yeah, he was
there's
very
a,
nice.
He was
there's
superb.
A female not, and I don't mean that in like a
no,
creepy
he was,
way. I just
he
mean
was,
like
he was creepy.
He I know a girl who still does comedy in Kansas City, and even when she was new and pretty terrible, he was always giving her stage time. And it was just like he genuinely believed in her. And I don't think he was trying to fuck her. So
he Rick, wasn't. I don't think he was trying to ever fuck. Like, I don't
no.
feel like it was like. He the one time when he broke up with his ex-wife Connie, he's like, all right, Connie left her fur coat. You want to come over and get Connie's fur coat? And my feature, we were at radio. He's like, you're getting that fucking fur coat. And he's like, and you're wearing it every goddamn time you're here. And it looks like a dead German shepherd. But I got that fucking fur coat. I got
you
that
got
fur
it?
Coat. Yeah, I got that
it.
Coat, that shitty fur coat. It's all dry and crunchy.
Oh, that's
it's
beautiful.
Gross. I was going to say, you have a pinhole heart, but Rick has a tiny black heart.
So yeah, my heart. It's,
really
it's
like,
just a hole. There's yeah. just a tiny bit of heart left. He Craig fucked
not,
me really bad one time like 8 or 9 years ago.
He did that to a lot of the, especially because he started there.
So,
yeah.
he, so
he would
get away
fuck
with
them
it.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like he booked me to feature and I was like, all right, that's cool. And so I flew back on like Wednesday. We're supposed to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows, I think.
At the Legends?
At the, yeah. It was actually
at the Legends,
right
the-
when they moved out to Legends
okay.
the first time. So I know it closed once and then reopened there,
yeah.
but I flew in and then I called. I don't remember what I was checking on. I guess just seeing what time I needed to be there or whatever. And he was like, oh, I got bad news. And I was like, oh, man, what happened? He's like, well, Chris Porter's in town, so you're going to have to come a different week. I'm like, I'm already here. Well, tell your friends and everyone to come out anyway. It's going to be a great show. I was just like, what? You know, I'm not telling my friends to come out. I go, dude, I'm already here. What do you want? Well, I can see if I can work you in for 5 minutes. I'm like, see, you can see? You're in charge. Who the fuck are you going to see with? Well, I just don't think it's going to work this week. I'm like, all right. And I never perform there again.
That's but, horrifying.
But it's just like one of those things.
But I feel like those are my Gary Menke stories. Or like, I remember, I feel like if Menke booked you for feature week, you could pretty much guarantee that you'd drive there and you wouldn't have a week. Like,
which one is that?
Just all of them. Whatever.
Oh.
Years ago, whatever week. You could count on not having a week.
And what club was it, though?
Just like the Orlando Improv or like one of the chains.
Oh,
that
okay.
You're like,
all right.
Just double booked. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
I never had that though. Like if you drive somewhere, fly somewhere. Like I was booked in Kansas City, but the guy, it's a new club, and the kid is having trouble with the liquor license and all that.
Now?
He finally got it, but it was it wouldn't have been fixed and settled.
It actually opened.
The week I was there,
this weekend.
Opens this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but it was supposed to open like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks.
Yeah,
ago.
So he's been having like a little bit of trouble, but you know, he's a good guy, and he's like, please let me
only time
take
I've
care of
ever
you.
Ever been ripped off were comics twice.
Yeah.
Ooh,
twice
comics.
Two comics that have
you could say their name. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I can.
Oh
one
yeah, we
was
have
Tommy
a
Blaze. Oh really?
Yeah, who's Tommy Blaze?
Tommy Blaze. He he's like an older dude. Just he lives, I think, probably somewhere gross in Florida.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Like, they always has like dirty sweaters, with, like spit up from his children, like which is exactly what he deserves
oh,
for Nelly fucking
has
over
kids.
I think he got some waitress knocked up and. Orlando, and now he has spit up sweaters. And that's exactly what he fucking deserves.
Good,
and then another
him.
One was a dude in Corpus Christi.
Okay,
John Roman, little weaselly feller, little weeble of a man.
I nice to
let me cash.
Florida folk.
Yeah,
yeah. Comics would be more to quicker to fuck people
than
over.
Than a
I
business
think.
Owner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've told this story before, but. The same guy who I went to Christmas at, Wheels, brought me to feature for him in Alaska. And then we got up there
always
and I was talking
funny.
To the manager of the club and he's like, you know, it's cool. You get to hang out for a week. We take care of you, pay for all your meals. You know, you get $500. And I'm like, well, all right, yeah, whatever. It's cool. I was really new. I was probably like 22 years old or something. And then
all fresh and shiny.
And then Wheels comes up to me at the end of the week and he's like, there you go, man. $200. Pretty cool. I go, $200. I talked to the dude's name was Wookie or something. I go, I talked to Wookie.
Of course it's Wookie.
He said it's $500. He's like, oh, you talked to Wookie? I was like, yeah, man. He told me it was $500. He's like, let me go talk to him. So then I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And then he goes and probably just sits in the bathroom for 10 minutes and then comes back and he's like, yeah, I mean, I had to fight with him, but I got to the 500. And I go,
this
I mean,
happens all day.
I go, I don't,
comics are worse.
I go, what exactly
would you
happened?
Do that to another human.
Another needs, human, let
another
alone.
Another comic that needs the money.
And then he goes, you know what the problem was? Is they wanted to write you a check, but since we're in Alaska, it's outside of the Continental 48, so it would have taken a couple extra weeks. I was just like,
Continental 48.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? Checks in Alaska don't fly in America.
I love April's face. She's like, what the?
And I'm just sitting there, just
it's
like, what?
Chase
just,
Bay. Like, yeah. It's like it's a fucking
but
U.S.
But it's not
thing.
In the 48.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? Fucking
come
stamped
on.
By a bear? Like, I don't get it. What?
I just like, cool man. Just give me my money and I get the deal now. You're a scumbag.
Stamped by a bear. I love it.
The whole weekend was eye-opening as he was doing other comics material. And then he was like, you know what you should do? You should do Caparillo's material. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you're on the road. So, you know, you owe the audience a show. They paid money. So you just do whoever's material does the best. I'm like, really? That doesn't seem.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's a real thing.
And then he
are
was out there.
Yes. It's we told we had Sebastian on and we told him he did it.
Because he was doing like... Sebastian jokes. I'm like... This is Sebastian. Sebastian's just
we
like,
just laughed. I mean, cause we're just used to him. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, that's one of those guys. Like,
I just
that.
Didn't know him. Like, I feel like Tommy Blaze is one of those guys. He's one of those guys. I think he tested for Friends. He tested for the part of Joey. And I always thought it'd be a great documentary to do, like a documentary about the six people that tested for Friends and didn't get it.
Oh, I like that.
Like, where are those six?
Yeah.
Tommy Blaze.
Tommy Blaze is in Orlando. I got one accounted for.
Can I pretend I was Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah,
like, and just be like, whatever. She's always
head.
She's like a bobblehead. Yeah, it's a sin. I just watched the other day. The TV was on in a hotel room, and I was just like, oh, I left it on. It was Friends, and every scene, I was like, wow, I never noticed
her head moves
a lot. It's great. Wait, how long have you been doing stand up?
17 years.
That's amazing.
I know. What happened?
Did you start in
here,
Pennsylvania? Oh, you started
here.
In L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
What made you move to LA from, I mean, good old Pennsylvania?
My cousins were child actresses, and I was a nanny for my cousins. My aunt had all three of her daughters on network series at the same time, two of which were in the top 10. So, you know, she was a horrible person. Oh. You know, like, that was a bad human right there.
Full House. That's great.
Yeah. Just making those kids dance.
That's what you do. Yeah. Joe Jackson
putting their feet on the fire. Yeah. Make them dance.
Let them look at your booty hole. What? That's weird.
Oh, that was sad.
Hold on. What about
Jackson
booty holes?
Jackson was looking at booty holes.
No, I'm saying her aunt was Joe Jackson in those kids.
Oh, yeah. Like,
was Joe looking at booty holes?
No. He would just allow, hey, let the kid look at your booty hole. He's making me lots of money.
Oh, yeah.
Is that sad? Is that real?
Sad. That's what I got
it
from that.
Right.
A lot of booty hole action.
The only thing I got from it was...
Did you watch Leaving Neverland?
I did.
Very disturbing.
Very sad.
I mean, I would like take it better if the kid, if the guys who came out or whatever against him, those two boys, if they were saying, "All right, we want other kids to be aware that this is what happens to you.
That if you come into contact with a major superstar that has icon status,
but
you probably shouldn't blow him." Like, what's the message?
You don't even need to be but people that get molested, they think it's okay. They think it's normal. They get into, like, those kids didn't think that was anything wrong with having a relationship with this older man.
Yeah.
And he was manipulating them so bad that they were believing it.
Thought there was anything wrong with it until they had kids of their own.
And then
they were
like,
hold
on.
Wait a minute.
But to sue the estate, that throws everything out the window for me. That's just, what are you going to get? What's your money going to get? He's dead. He can't defend himself. He can't.
Yeah, so what? Someone licked your butthole when you're seven, you should get at least $1 million.
That's what I think.
Gross.
Or like part of that Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Like, you should at least get that Ferris wheel.
At least another ride.
Yeah.
His mom.
He's doing some carnies in your backyard all the time.
His mom and his brothers are just reaping millions of dollars from this child molester. Why shouldn't they pay up everyone that he molested?
Well, no, I don't. I don't mind if they did it when he was alive. Saying now.
When you
it's
see.
Weird.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're making millions of dollars now off of his...
Yeah.
But
when he died, they made even more money than they'd made in like 15 years.
Oh.
So now they're getting super rich again.
Well, that's my first...
That's why they're mad now that it came out, because it's like, whoa.
You know, that's my first ex-fiance's older brother. That
was Michael Jackson.
John Branko. Michael Jackson.
That's amazing.
Yes. his lawyer.
You're engaged to Tito. Very interesting.
But don't you, as a parent... Like, I think the parents should be held pretty liable. Like, you're responsible for your...
Please.
I'm not letting my dog... Like, old me and Don Lickles travel together, and I'm not letting any creepers get their paws on Don Lickles. If I don't think somebody feeds him or, like, takes care of my... Like,
absolutely. I mean, it's 60% Michael Jackson's fault and 40%
the
parents'
fault.
The mom's
fault. That
for
mom
sure.
that moved from Australia and
then
the dad died.
Yeah, stay
and then
with
him. Just let me
stay with a stranger.
And if you why do you want to be? I don't want to talk to a 7-year-old for more than 5 minutes at a clip. Like, why do you want? If you're befriending children, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and then mentally. The explanation where they're like, well, you know, he didn't have a childhood.
A childhood.
And it's wait, so and that's someone you want your kid hanging
around?
a grown black man who's turning into a white lady.
Yeah,
who had no childhood is
to see that transition as a child.
Well, he preferred that I stay in a house, you know, on the other end of the property.
My parents were on a far, far end in a farmhouse.
Yeah.
My mother wouldn't let us sleep out because she was afraid we were going to break or steal something from somebody else's house. She's like, I can't afford you kids. Just
good
home.
Good parenting.
Just stay in this house. No one likes us. Just stay here.
Oh, I love sleepovers because my parents were
We were never allowed to have them.
Really?
Nope.
No?
I have nine brothers and sisters.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We didn't have room
for... Why did I not know that?
We didn't have room for us, let alone others.
What was that like?
Amazing.
Yeah? No.
But, like, it was always a sleepover because there were so many people. But like, as my brother Jimmy was the only one that ever had like people sleep over, because he had these friends that my mom felt bad for, and she knew their parents. So this one kid, Jimmy Rizzo, he would stay over all the time. That's a real
Jimmy
person.
Had a friend named Jimmy Rizzo.
Yeah, it was his best friend, and he would stay over, and we had no food. Like, we didn't even have money, whatever. We were all no. yeah. And my mom would
Me
make
either.
A lunch. But she would make a lunch for her work, you know. She was going to work to support these idiot kids. And Jimmy Rizzo would eat it and be like, "Hey, that tuna sandwich you made was great." She's like, "I'm starving. I didn't have money for lunch."
That's classic. That's like Hart upstairs when he...
But my mom felt so bad. She's like, "Oh, he's just a, you know, he's a little idiot. Bit of a mess, so let's just let him stay.
Just let him eat our sandwiches."
Yeah.
So it's like when Hart ate... Randy Bamsh's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Oh, sorry, it's so tasty.
So good.
You're like, what?
What?
You just saw
our Thai bartender.
Okay.
You saw the parking lot guy.
I never
at the time.
Go back there.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, I was a waitress here for 12 okay. years. So this is, and Rick was a door guy. So
I
this
never,
is our like.
I yeah. feel like I come in, meet I do my spot, and I skedaddle.
That's probably think smart.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
we always
Sebastian
say that's
is,
smart.
And he's
yep.
making yeah. 17 mil a year. So
who is who?
Sebastian.
Yeah.
He was always like, "I would just come and do my spot and leave." And he had like no idea about all this stuff going on around him. I'm like, yeah. How'd you not know? And he was like, I was just here to do comedy.
No, this is the first time I've ever, like, I didn't know this downstairs.
Yeah, she's like, I've never been in the basement.
I've never been down here. I didn't know there was a door.
Yep. But
it was magic.
You were here when it, oh, maybe you weren't here when it was a
Yeah, you were
gate.
Around. It was just a.
What year did you get past here?
I feel like it was probably 6 years ago.
Was it Tommy?
Ago.
It had to be.
Don't I feel like I got it because I did that Pauly Shore, that special, like Vegas thing. And
yes.
then he was like, "Why don't you work the store?" And I was like, "Because people were mean to me for years. I never came back."
So you came
like,
here and people were mean to you. Was I one of them?
Fucking horrifying. When I first started.
Was I or Rick one of those people? I'm kidding.
You might have been. I remember because.
A waitress? Could be.
You might have been because I remember James Painter said something. I was like, maybe said something.
Yeah.
Maybe said something. Yeah. What happened to that fucking
Please,
dude?
Everybody
that
keeps
maniac
writing
is
in.
Is
that
a legend.
Is do a little painter for us. Jimmy, where you been?
I've just been rock fucking hard.
Wait, that's not an answer. Where have you been, though?
Dude, who knows where that guy
where
is?
Where is he?
The only person who's...
We kind of know, but...
Where?
He's just, I What's mean, he's still in
He's
Hollywood.
Got a regular job.
Just a regular
he
job.
He, like, does telemarketing or something.
Yeah. Oh, why
Which
did
is
he
frightening.
Quit?
Well, he was
why
working
he
at
quit?
A jewelry store.
Yeah, I don't...
Why?
He
it
kind
was
of...
so funny.
He kind
he
of
was
lost...
so funny, and he...
Well, what did he say I did? Or whatever. What did he say?
I think I was kind of fat at the time. You made a, I might have made a comment about me being a little fat.
I would never do
you
that.
You would do... Okay, maybe it wasn't you. All right. But maybe he just lied.
I don't see...
Eleanor said you're fat.
I don't.
I was a little fat.
I ain't gonna take my pants off.
I was a real gobbler at the time.
I don't see weight. I never see weight. I only see color. I would never make my own weight.
I just.
But so what? Somebody said something about you being heavy. First of all, you're not heavy.
I was. I've been fat many times in my life.
So what do you mean? Somebody said something mean about
people were mean all the fucking time.
I mean, that's all we were known for was being.
It was horrifying.
Well, the comics. I mean, were mean.
And I think people. Somebody was really mean to my brother a while ago, but I think my brother now is kind of a douche.
I was going to ask, was it your brother?
Stan was my favorite.
Yeah.
But he was
I think
Max's
people were
best
mean.
Friend.
People were a little mean to Stan, and then I was ready to fight. I was ready to beat a few people in a
Good
dark
girl,
alley.
That's how we
yeah.
get.
A fucking
yeah.
bat for my brother, who's
See?
Kind of an asshole
That's
to me.
A Pennsylvania thing, yeah.
So he's kind of an asshole, but I would still fucking murder
Who was
somebody
mean to
for
them?
I thought he was funny. He was
I
a little
was always
weirdo.
Nice to Stan.
He's super weird. Like he's, I think he's
but
probably on the
him.
Spectrum. Like he's a little yeah. spectrum-y. But he was such a smart writer from the time he was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
And then I think because people were mean to him, he just went to Berkeley. And now he's like, I mean, he's graduating with a degree
I'm so
from
happy
Berkeley.
For him.
Wow, that's way better.
It's way path. Better, but now I think he should come back. Because yeah. I do think he was, he's probably more of like a TV writer.
Yeah.
Instinctually, Ooh. He's not a performer. He's just...
Yeah.
A solid like his connectors to me are so interesting. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I would never put that with that and make that hilarious. You know, like some people,
right.
their brain, the way it connects
just
information
wired differently,
is
yeah.
different and mm-hmm. interesting.
When you said you were coming here, what years were that? Like,
I mean, Jim Painter was here, so I
had
to
be 2002 yeah. was probably when I started.
Yeah, I was still waiting tables here, but I wasn't doing comedy. I didn't
okay.
start comedy till 2007. Really?
Yeah. So I was the waitress who would yell at people.
Okay.
So if you were a comic and you were not in the comic section,
I've always been quiet and weird and like isolated.
But usually I would protect females. I started working here
because they were nutty
in 2002, and the only thing I remember is that you were coming around and that Painter was like obsessed with you.
Oh, yeah, he was
sniffing a lot.
He was like in love with her.
He's like Jill Biden smelling your hair.
Yeah.
Really?
But he'd be super excited. And if anyone else talked to April, he'd be like, what were you talking about? And like, just calm down, man. See, I was working the back door.
I love it.
All right.
I didn't know that.
I got my eye on you.
Keep your eyes off me, man.
And Painter and I would fight. Dumb reasons, but I mean, he
Savvy stopped doing comedy.
Me too. God, he was like my favorite to watch.
It was so dark and fun, and there was so much potential.
Yeah,
swinging and tagging.
Oh,
and if I could just get rid of that old lady smell.
Why did he stop?
I don't know. And then people write in all the time. They're like, "You got to get Painter on." I'm like, "Dude, we would love to get Painter on."
Let's find him.
Pete Carbone's
Danish and O'Neill have tried. Yeah. They've emailed him, and he's like, "He goes, I'll tell you when I come." He goes, "I'll do your podcast when I come back." And then they're like, "How will we know you're coming back?" He's like, "Oh, you'll know."
But we've asked. Watching him perform was like such a learning experience to me, for being like, well, you can get away with stuff if you really sell it.
Yeah.
But what was great was like he would crush and then just have zero confidence in himself.
Oh, yeah.
That's I trust those people. Like, yeah. Do you ever see somebody, you're like, oh, did you hear? They're like, I killed. And I'm like, where were the ghost laughs? I didn't hear any fucking.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than the person who's just like.
Phantom spirits that we enjoyed.
I don't know if I gave it away
you?
That I was doing Kirk Fox just then. But
I did. I liked it. It was great. I killed.
I remember going to La Jolla with Painter, and he's the only person I ever saw not do well down there.
Really?
He was. He was so devastated by it.
I would have killed to see him in La
Jolla. Because it was like a bunch of just nice, rich, normal people. And he's up there doing his... the bit I remember watching and me and Ari just dying and the crowd just... Oh! Like verbal gasps was him doing his bit about the...
I carry pictures of me masturbating in my wallet. That way when people show me pictures of their kids, I have something to show them.
And it's just, oh. And then he keeps getting into the bit further.
It's my favorite bit.
And it's so good.
It's so dumb.
And hey, Bob. Jimmy, look at this. It's a picture of little Susie on her first trip to the beach. You like that one, Bob? You're going to love this one. This is me watching little Susie on her first trip to the beach.
Oh, my God. Crowd just so angry.
Yes.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
It's twisted, but it is
so
funny.
But in upscale La Jolla.
And it's well written. Everything about it was great. It's just you have
really
to accept
fine.
Darkness.
I feel like I
did not know he had a crush on you. I must have just been far removed.
We made out. I made out with that weirdo. Yeah, I did. I loved a good weirdo.
But he's
what are you talking about?
But because he was funny.
I didn't know he was like asking people about me.
Because
he was
funny, he could get away with more shit. Like, to me, like, a funny guy, like, I just, whatever, I could fall for that. I have a problem with that.
He was so funny. But I just remember him giving me the business. I think I talked to you for, like, 2 minutes outside and just, like, the most casual conversation ever. I look over and I just see him standing in the hallway.
What were you talking about?
I don't know.
Are you making a move?
I don't have any moves painted.
Good.
My favorite was because we were so obsessed with him, and at the time I was dating Dice.
Yeah.
So we were making Dice. You gotta see this guy. You gotta see this guy. He's so funny. So Dice took him on the road with him. So I got to see him, Bob.
How often? A lot.
But in front of a giant room at the Stardust in Vegas, and it was Norton and Florentine. Painter and Dice. That was the lineup. And Andrew had shirts made and everything with Painter on, everything. Like, they were all inclusive. And Painter went out and he was doing, my favorite joke was the O.J. Simpson.
What was that?
Go ahead. You kill yourself, one little white woman.
Who is he compared? Who is the actor that...
I can't remember, but he's like, this man rushed for over 2,000 yards in a single season.
They're calling him the white O.J. Simpson.
I can't think of who it was, but yeah. But all Vegas, like the, and a Dice crowd in shock. That's how, but Dice, Norton, Florentine,
dying,
screaming, jumping around, all of us. So happy about it. And Painter felt like shit. And Dice was like, dude, it was terrific. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, just never not
he
be you.
He was so funny.
He really was. Yeah. He was maniacal, but it was brilliant.
But he also would, you know, fool around with my waitresses. So that's where we would fight because I have to protect my waitresses.
But he disappeared years ago.
Like, how long has it been now?
He disappeared probably 2006.
Yeah. I for sure wasn't doing stand up when I was pissed.
I remember he started.
Quit. I don't know how he just quit.
I don't either.
Wouldn't that be great?
How do you do that? I thought about being a wedding planner. And
I remember he started drinking. And because he was sober for the first few years I knew him. And then he started drinking again. And then it was, you going to give me some of that pot? And he'd be like, have you been drinking? And then he,
am I doing it right?
And he'd be like, you know what you're doing, man.
I am so wasted.
And then you're like, I don't really think he's wasted. But then he'd just sit in the back of the OR. Just.
That's him having a blast.
His laugh.
I like that he was like still in his late 20s, but he looked like he was like 49. Yeah. Like he had aged at 20 more than any grown man.
It was from the hot Arizona sun.
Is that what, like, what the fuck?
Someone asked him once, go, hey, why do you have pockmarks?
It's not my fault. It's from the hot Arizona sun.
They were like, what, did you get sunburned?
Every day.
And if he tried to ever find out anything personal about him, he would just lie to you. Okay. Do you have any family?
I've got a sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? What'd she do?
She's dead.
Like, oh, sorry, I didn't.
She's not really dead, but she had an abortion.
You're like, what?
No, she didn't.
You're like, all right, I want to know, man.
Yeah, as a waitress, like, he was one of my
favorites.
Like, he would just be like, all right, I'll work fucking potluck because Painter's gonna
as a door guy, that was the only person I would always make sure I watched, because it was gonna be either glorious or disaster. But
I even stopped working potluck because I started to learn everybody's act, and I've been here too long. I was like, forget it, I'm not working.
It was just, doing potluck was too horrifying. People were too mean.
And there was never
a
crowd.
I was like, what's the point?
So
I'm not
going to
be passed for years, so I might as well just go and like do open mics and not withstand this fucking torture of being called a whore by people.
Being called a what? A whore?
I feel like David Taylor was like, you look like a painted whore tonight. And that's friendly. Okay, I just want to go home. I already have low self-esteem.
I guess I just wasn't thinking about Dave. I'm like, I wonder who was mean, but Dave Taylor.
Probably the Skippy Simons.
Skippy was actually pretty pleasant.
Okay, sometimes
he was pleasant.
But here's the
Dave
thing.
Was always set on trying to make every female cry.
Why?
But also, Dave did
because
it to guys, too. He didn't
I'm
do
sorry,
it to just
but
girls.
You can get laid. You can get some fucking puss action if you have a decent personality.
True.
But if you're going to be a wild fucking animal, nobody's going to touch your dick.
Yeah.
You're just guaranteeing no dick touches.
But here's the thing. They did it to everybody. They did.
I was like, my grandparents died of AIDS. I don't need this shit. Why do you think I'm here? I'm fucked up too. You think if I were normal, I'd be eating pudding at home.
Yeah.
And some of the people would fight back, but some of them would just quit.
I was a quitter.
They did it to a lot of people. They did. And Skippy, it was some people he was nice to, some people he wasn't. Ari Shaffir,
maybe
some
he
people.
Could smell the insecurity on me, and he was actually nice
was
to
like
me. But I was like, I've had a tortured upbringing. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here to get that out.
Right. Because I have trouble too.
People.
I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't the girl who wouldn't fuck you in junior high. So leave me alone.
Stop coming at me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
But Taylor has recommended women, like. All the years.
Has he
like,
grown as a human?
No, I'm talking about even back then. So
what does he do now?
He's a writer.
He's a writer.
Okay. He's just doing his writing.
He wrote,
but
he was like,
I think he writes about how he hates women.
Probably.
Sometimes I read his scripts and I'd be like, this isn't a real woman. No.
I remember he was nominated for an Emmy or something because he wrote on the Triumph the Insult right. Comic Dog
special.
This was
my triumph, yeah, by the way. I went like
the puppet
that.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a terrific writer.
Hey, guys,
just,
you know that dog can't really talk.
What?
All right. Just like letting you guys know.
He,
what are you talking about?
he was, I mean, I probably saw Dave make three women cry every week
same
for like season. 2 years.
Really?
Like,
oh, yeah.
That was just his thing. He'd stand in the
too.
Back hallway,
yeah.
And he would, as soon as a girl walked by, if she was slightly attractive, the goal was just to ruin her.
Why, though?
Not a comic, just a regular.
Yeah, just a, no, just a lady
just
watching
a
the show.
Why?
That was his move.
His game, but
we had
no
a friend,
game.
My friend John worked here, and he had a friend from college.
Pretty much?
Sheezer. I don't know if you remember Sheezer, but... He had this girl pulled up one night in front of the store and honked, and we were like, what is she honking at? And finally I went over, I'm like, do you need something? She was like, is that John Cheeser? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I go, John, this girl's looking for you. And then he's like, oh, hey. And it was some girl he knew from college who had just moved out
John's
here.
John's got a hog.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, how big?
Pretty much.
Basic,
I want to know.
Basically all right. Huge.
All right.
Let's just say a Cheeser is a measurement of length. But
absolutely love
he was like, oh, park your car, come inside. And she's like, no. And he was like, why? You can just come hang out. She was like, no, I was here like 2 months ago and this tall, bald guy made me cry. And we were like, all right, have a good night. Good to see
you.
You're not coming in. And this, she literally just came in with like two friends and they were here at like 1 a.m. There were maybe two other people left in the crowd. And Dave spent his whole set just trying
being
to make her cry.
Why?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't understand that instinct, especially if you were somebody that grew up with pain, which I feel like most comics are.
Of
so
course.
The instinct is then, shouldn't you have more empathy for humans?
I think it's almost like a frat guy mentality. Of it's like, why would you haze kids? Like, well, I got hazed. You're like, but wouldn't
but
that make you want to stop?
Yeah, wasn't
people?
That horrifying?
Yeah.
Like, I have an uncle that was like, well, nobody of my parents didn't tell me that I was loved. And you're like, oh, but your kids are now drug addicts, and that didn't really work out for
you.
So you
didn't
why
learn
not
anything.
Just fucking say those three words and help everybody
what
out
is,
this goddamn
yeah,
situation.
I get it. I don't. People are just. I don't know. I watched it here. I saw people mess with. People, comics, mess with all
these
newbies.
I think that's what happened to my brother.
And they were terrified.
And then he had to go to Berkeley.
And then he was like, fine, I'll make something of myself.
How dare you?
Yeah.
But if I knew somebody was mean to Stan, but I at that time I was a comic.
Yeah.
So I wasn't hanging here as much. Like I was
no,
trying
they were
to
super
do...
mean to him. Like there was an older...
Really?
I ran into this older Hispanic guy, I don't know his name, in San Antonio, and he's like, oh, he's like an older dad to Stan, and he was
okay.
like, everybody was so fucking mean to your brother, because I think he was like, you know, he's like 6'5", and he's a good-looking kid, and he's a little weird, so he's easy to make fun of.
I
was Max's best friend, so I was like, no, that's our boy.
I don't remember him being mean, I just remember, like, every time I saw him, I'd see him in the back door, and he was super quiet.
Quiet and
very
weird.
Quiet,
and
yeah.
People just, I remember someone told me he was a comic, and that he was your brother, and I was like, oh, he's a comic? Because I never
he's
heard him
quiet.
Say anything for like a year. But I never,
he's
I didn't
so
know people
sweet. I always
him.
Ask about him.
Great.
I'm glad he's doing well.
No, he's doing well. He's graduating. He's getting his master's. And like,
he's going to get back at all those comics, and he's not going to hire any of you.
I hope so.
When he has the new show called Friends,
where they were
supposed to be.
To be. Yeah.
Is that good? No.
The Tommy Blaze story.
The Tommy I
Friends.
Saw some special similar to that on a guy who was supposed to play Danny Tanner on Full House.
Oh, because
Saget was under contract with someone else. And so they made the pilot with someone completely different.
Is Danny Tanner
was
the father?
That's Bob
that
Saget.
Much in demand that
he was
like in second position
shit.
For
as,
Full House
as soon
like
as,
Philadelphia.
As soon
wow.
as Saget became available, they literally called the guy and they're just like, sorry, Saget is available. You're fired. And he was like, but we already filmed the pilot. And they're like, we're reshooting it. But it's
Saget was pretty hot back
Saget.
In the day.
Yeah.
He's funny. I think he's terrific, I think.
Yeah, I mean, now he's just a huge drunk. Every time
he's
here, he's just blasted. And he's
interesting. That's why I want to get rid of my car. Like, I realize I'm also not social because, like, one drink, I'm kind of boozy. But if I were Ubering and got rid of my car, I could come here and be more social, have a drink, and then go home.
I heard more? April's Alabama. Hanging out again. I'm coming back.
Jimmy, April's here. I'm sorry. She's here a lot off more, the man. Market. Oh,
she just got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
What?
Yeah, I did get married.
Jimmy, wish her congratulations.
I'm moving out of LA. This is devastating.
That's amazing, though. You got married. It was like in this gorgeous. Was it in
Santorini, Greece?
Oh, it was in Greece. Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to ride in on a donkey, and my husband said no. He put the kibosh on my donkey dreams.
How dare he?
Every girl wants to ride in on a donkey for their wedding.
That's what I want to come in.
I wanted a fun wedding. Like, I just wanted a fun
wedding.
But it
looked so much fun.
It was really beautiful.
Are you married to a Greek guy?
I'm married to an Iranian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Travel band Iranian.
Yeah, wow. He's travel banned right now because of this nonsense.
Here? No, he can't come here.
He's stuck in Italy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's Let's try crazy. To get him out.
Yeah, nobody wants his filthy Iranian skin in this country.
But I just find it fascinating that he's, just because he's Iranian, he can't.
Have you seen his sweet face? Like, he's not hurting anybody
at
with
all.
His sweet little noggin. It is. It's like a real round. Like, you're like, oh, he has kind eyes. Terrorists don't have kind eyes.
No, they do not.
He's like the sweetest looking.
Yeah, he's
I didn't know
way
he
better
lived
human
in...
than me.
Really?
Yeah, way more stable.
I love just that. Well, that's why you married him.
Just
like,
real normal and well adjusted.
That's fantastic.
We were talking about that earlier, like with Instagram, I see you're performing all in these gorgeous places.
Well,
how is she?
There's not much money, but it's still like
you're
the
traveling.
Art form is so new. Like I'm doing 2 weeks of shows in like Serbia and Croatia, and the money's shit, but it covers. You're like, oh, that's a 2 week free vacation and.
Yeah,
Serbia.
See a place you would never see otherwise.
Yeah. Cross off like I'm doing, I think like 7 shows in Croatia in cities you would never go to. So I'm like, it's not much money, but it's I'm over there. So I'm like, I might as well start doing European shows.
That's great.
The former Yugoslavian states are so hot right now for comedy. They got April Macy over there.
They're really fun shows. Like I did shows in Southeast Asia last year or 2 years ago, and they were like Malaysia
is it all
was
expats?
Some of the
okay.
And I mean, there's a lot of people. Everybody just speaks English. Like we're the only morons on the planet that don't speak
absolutely.
Any other languages.
Yeah, so, I don't do
because the art forms.
Yeah.
I think I'm up at 11.
Oh, all right, enjoy.
Let Danny know. April and I are down here too if they need. So we'll just keep going.
I'd like to get up early and go home.
Yeah, Danny's in the.
That's
the sound guy, Danny.
All right.
So
I always want to go home early.
He knows we're here, so he'll just come down and get us.
Oh, good.
So that's good.
I like to go home.
The same way lately. Like
lazy bones.
It's not lazy bones. It's like, well, you've been doing it a lot longer. See, I started late.
Yeah.
That's my idiocy. Like waiting tables here for 12 years.
Wow.
Leaving for a year.
Yeah.
And then coming back as a comic.
Yeah.
If that's not mental illness, I'm not quite sure what it is. Like, that's crazy. Aww. So this is kind of my living room.
Do you?
In LA?
I feel like I used to hang out so much. And then I think when I started doing the road, like, I'm exhausted.
Exactly.
If you're flying home and you're getting a 6 a.m. flight, that means you were up at 3:30. That means you probably went to bed at like 2 in the morning for an hour and a half. You had upright sleep. I get home on Sunday or Monday. And then you're like, if I'm calling in my veils for like Tuesday, Wednesday before I leave again on Thursday, that means Wednesday night I'm getting an 11:45 spot. If my flight's at 6, that means I'm just going right to the airport after I get home. And like, I can't. I'm too fucking tired.
I said I've been doing the road a lot more, and I said that's what it is because I remember my best friend was Freddie Soto. Did you know Freddie?
Yeah.
Okay, so Freddie and I were super, super tight. And I would be like, bro, you didn't come in on, you know, Sunday night to do open mic or Monday or whatever, because he always did. And he's like, bro, I just got off the road. I'm dead. And I'm like, you're so lazy, man. Why you gotta be a lazy Mexican? Now I come home and I'm like, oh, I'm the lazy Irish.
Oh, like, I get it. Sometimes, like if... Say I have a 6 a.m. flight. That's literally a 3:30 wake up. That means or a 3 a.m. wake up for a 3:30, 4 o'clock pickup. Mm-hmm. That means you slept upright usually for 4 to 6 to 8 hours. Or I can sleep on a plane. I'm good. I blanket head and I look like a goddamn lunatic and then I land. But then when I get home, my body is physically in pain. Or you're like, I'm tired. Like my body's tired. It's not just like you're physically, you're like physically and emotionally like, just wiped. And then you have to do like laundry and pack again to go back out to some shithole.
Croatia is no way to talk about it.
No, Croatia's actually really fun shows. They're small. I can't even imagine. They're so fun.
But still, going over, like, we did, like I was talking about earlier, we did a month in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous that they're, like, not going to get
they're
us.
They're great.
But everyone's so hip on American and culture. Smart. We're the only ones that don't look into their stuff.
The Australia, like, I did Sydney especially and Melbourne, and they were, like, some of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. They're attentive. They're quiet.
They were rowdy. Already,
yeah.
We had rowdy. It was dice. Okay, so. They had
I had attentive and lovely
sweet people.
Nice.
Yeah, we had 14 shows at that Royal Casino or the Crown Casino.
Oh wow.
I always say Crown Royal because I'm an alcoholic, but I never like I forget what it's called, but we did 14 shows there and they were insane. I found out that they don't like Lebanese people.
Why?
So I don't know. I always find out who's racist and who's not and what they don't like. And for some reason,
what city don't they like Lebanese?
Melbourne or Sydney.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I nearly got carried around the room making fun of this Lebanese guy in the front. For some reason, I knew he was different looking, but I didn't know. Why? Could have been anything. Yeah. And I heard the guy talking about, they call him Lebos. And so I heard him say that and the crowd went absolutely crazy. And I was like, oh my God, we're not the only racist country, at least. So that's good. Everyone else is just as racist.
Everywhere.
You know, in Philly, you find out what people don't like and you play with that.
Yeah.
And then
they don't like anything.
No.
They don't like anything
we
different.
We hate everything. Yeah. People are like, oh, they just don't like black people. I'm like, I don't know.
No,
there's a whole list.
Everything. I feel like Philly, even though it's so close to my hometown, it's the only place a rat ran across my foot in a Panera. Like a giant rat.
I believe
it. Like, this guy was trucking because it took a while for the tail to cross.
Oh.
I'm like, this rat's been on my foot a long fucking time. This is a big one.
Holy shit. Yeah, there's rats everywhere. I hate it. When they dig shit up, like,
I feel like we ran into each other at Helium years ago.
No. That was something you did that was amazing for me. You and Rachel Feinstein, one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
I remember I hit you up and I was like, I was brand new at stand-up. And you said, yeah. And I was like, oh, I love these girls.
I brought my brother Charlie. They have great snacks.
I brought my brother Charlie and he was obsessed with you.
Yeah.
The wiener girl. He's like, hey, Elle, how's that wiener girl? Like, you annihilate. I mean, Rachel too. But
yeah.
I was like, these two women, I hit them up. I didn't know me from Adam, really.
Yeah.
I was just a female comic, and you guys did that.
But
I'll never forget that.
The
like,
management
to me,
there, my feedback was so bad. It was like, well,
why?
The audience really seems to love her. But the staff felt it was one big dick joke. I'm like, wait, aren't the audience the people that paid to come and see the show?
You're kidding.
It was just like a koozie manager at the time, like a real cunty manager at the time.
I wonder which one it was.
And I was hurt because I was like, oh, I did have great shows. And it's like, oh, even when you do well as a woman, there's still that element,
I think,
where somebody might not just like you. I was like, oh, I think I'm a nice person. But no, the audience really seemed to like her. And then particularly...
because you annihilate it.
I mean,
so did Rachel.
Shows.
And then I was like, okay. But I had Philly jokes, like inner city, which I'm telling to a college crowd.
I was always
proud.
Hurt by that. And
what?
I haven't been back there since.
Oh, it's been since then? You're kidding.
I haven't been back there. Mm-mm. Ever since that weird feedback, the audience really seemed... they were almost insulted that the audience really seemed to love
me. So that
me.
Had to be 10 years ago?
Yeah. Probably
maybe 11.
You think so?
Well,
I think that was more like 8 or 9.
Was it?
Probably 8.
Because I knew it was the beginning where I wasn't getting booked and I was trying to get Helium to notice me. I was like, because I love to go home.
Yeah.
And Ari Spears let me work with them. Then Ahmed Ahmed took me.
Okay.
And
Ahmed's living in Malaysia right now. That's nice.
I know. I love it. I love that he's doing that because I think here he was going through some you know, LA can get on you.
It hurts.
And it hurts worse than the audience really liked you. But it hurts.
Yeah.
It LA can really
well,
cut you down.
That's where I was. And then I got a special. I was ready to quit and be a wedding planner. And then I got a special. And I was like, I feel like just when you're ready to quit is when the industry is like, all right, here you go. And they give you a little crumb. And
that's
like,
what we do.
I'll keep going. Thanks.
Our door guy, who was a door guy out front for, I don't know, 30 something years. Harris Pete, he always says, Hollywood will give you just a little bit.
Yeah, crumb. You got to make it a cake.
Yeah, just to keep you. And then it'll just enough to keep you. And then you, all of a sudden, 30 years goes by and you're like, oh, shit.
What happened? I do think it's better than any other business. Like,
but you had a special and your special was amazing. That gets you work everywhere,
it's
getting, right?
Yeah, it's doing well. And you just shot one.
Just shot one with Tiffany Haddish and Ida Rodriguez.
Yeah,
and
she was Ida was fantastic.
I heard you guys all crushed. Chris Spencer talked highly of everybody.
I thought it was surprising because I always feel like with specials, there's always one tanker, but I feel like everybody had consistent, fantastic.
And it's all women.
Message. Yes. That it was really powerful. And I felt like everybody had a strong message. Like Ida talks about immigration and then like Flame talks about acceptance and like the transgender community. And then I just
I heard
like everybody
that one
had,
was great too. It was fantastic. And I don't know her at all.
I didn't really either. And I didn't know what to expect. And it was...
What's her name?
Flame Monroe. And then
Monroe.
I think at the end, she showed a picture of like her as a man with her children. And she talks about acceptance. And I was like, all of a sudden you get chills. Aww. Where I'm like, oh, I don't see a lot of specials like that.
But it wasn't like a...
It wasn't like a it wasn't like a maudlin Murphy Brown moment.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't, I'm going to... Now we got to make you pay for it and I'm going to cry in this special.
Right, right.
Confusingly hostile.
It worked.
It was just really a touching moment, and then it went back to being funny. Like, it didn't
went
stay.
Into her stand-up.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like where the others, the specials that bother me, I'm like, well, why are we just staying and sad? Can we move back, and can you, like, give us that release?
As
a comedian should, give the audience the release.
Yeah.
But, no, they were all fantastic.
Yeah, Chris Spencer raved about it, and I just love that Tiffany and Wanda, Wanda Sykes is producing correct?
Yeah, and Paige Hurwitz. And,
yeah. It's so great just to have all those people. Is
Ladies.
Chris directing? Or
no.
Just he was just hanging
present
out.
Present being.
Oh,
I feel like Chris has been around forever. Chris is like 74 years old, but he looks great.
How old is
That's
he
That's why
now?
Nobody likes black people, because
he
of how
looks
good he
looks.
He's
fantastic.
Chris. As ever,
right?
Yeah,
I started here in '93, and Chris, Alex Thomas, and Daryl Heath,
okay,
were the hot comics. Freddie Soto, Felipe Esparza, Gabriel Iglesias, like all those guys, they were the hot. They were Mitzi's
favorites.
Babies.
Yeah,
and
what year?
'93.
Oh wow!
Wow!
I know. I've been
93.
Here a long time.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I remember she never passed Chris Spencer, Mitzi, for some reason. She just something didn't click, but she loved Daryl and she loved Alex because they did more charactery things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Mitzi would get into her charactery phase. Like we always joke, she was like Noah. She would have two of everything.
Yeah.
Two people that do this, you know, and fill her boat and sail off and shut it down. Nobody else That's could it. Get in. Like, I don't know. She just went on weird little things. And so you never knew what she was going to pick. Because, like, even when she picked Sebastian, he bombed.
Really?
Horribly. Twice. I saw him once in the main room and once in the OR. And I thought, when she gave me the paper and it said he was passed, I was like, are you sure about this? And she was like, just give it in. So I just put it in, you know, because I was her assistant. Like, just give the paper in. And I was like, wow. And then years later, Sebastian was on stage and he's killing in the OR. But he had bombed for a long time. Not bombed, but like grow.
Mediocre,
you watch
mediocre,
him grow.
Mediocre,
yeah. And but in the beginning, I didn't see anything. And when he started killing, he gets off stage and Mitzi's walking out of the back and she looked at me and she goes, I surprised myself with that one. And I was like, whoa. But she had her weirdness, you know, her little things that she would pick. So for
what
some reason,
what did she gravitate towards?
I don't know. It always changed. Yeah. It couldn't be like she did love characters. She did love. If you did like a quirky, we had this guy, Rob Pyle, who would do this nervous comic and he, like a nerd, he had the tape on his glasses and he would constantly be pushing them.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it, but he could get himself to sweat. Like I've never seen anybody sweat.
Really?
And his shirt would be drenched and he'd be like, and he'd tell a brilliant joke.
Yeah.
In the most nervous, and we would be screaming loud, like it was ridiculous. And she couldn't get enough of him. He was on every night,
And I was like, how many shirts do you have? Do you have to wash it every day? Like, this kid would sweat. And he was terrific. And then he just disappeared. I have no idea where he is. No idea.
It's so weird when people decide.
Heath was on that same. Heath would have all his props. You know, do you know Heath?
He's
brilliant. He still works everywhere.
I feel like I haven't heard his name in a long time.
His closing bit with the black choir singers.
Yeah.
And it was like, or his football guy. Yeah. She would go crazy from that. Mm-hmm. So it was like she would pass all those, you know, and then there was her straight stand-ups, her Ireras and her, you know, I guess Freddie Soto did a little bit of a character-y.
Yeah,
Mexican-y thing too, but Chris Spencer, she never passed, and then he wanted to work here, and this was years later. Mitzi wasn't doing well health wise, and I saw Chris. He was doing Tripping on Tuesdays in the main room, so he's like, "Man, I want to work the store," and I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I told Tommy, "I go, yeah, Chris is a regular, because nobody knows."
Yeah,
and he believed me.
Oh, that's hilarious!
And he goes, don't worry. I go, Chris, just go give Tommy your avails. And he went to Tommy and he was like, I'll just call in on Monday. So he called it. And Chris goes, within 2 weeks, I wasn't only getting spots, but they painted my name on the wall.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because he should have been a regular, but for some reason.
Ida's not a regular here. Why is
that? It drives me crazy. I love Ida.
Why is she not a regular?
Listen, I pushed for Ida, Tiffany, to come. When they were looking for girls with Tommy, I would push crazy. Tommy gave Tiffany a hard time.
Both of them.
He might have even given Ida some nasty.
He was mean. Yeah. Really fucking mean.
And he would do that not just to women, but to mostly ethnic people Leonard Robinson, I referred. And he was so nasty to Leonard that Leonard came back like
shaken.
Like, why didn't you warn me? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just thought this kid's so good. He's so brilliant. Like, who would be mean to him?
Why was he mean? Well, I mean, it was just a wild racist.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Ethnic. He thought he could just talk down to them. I don't know. I mean, he did talk down to a lot of comics across the board.
Yeah.
But he, for some reason, he would say something ridiculous to ethnic people. I don't remember what happened with Ida.
She should be working here now.
On the list that I referred her.
She should be here now. Adam.
Adam's got his own little thing.
What's his thing?
And meaning like there's a lot of girls in his, we have development spots. Mm-hmm. Like if you'll notice, we have girls that are door guys, if you will, or door people, which Mitzi would never do that. And the only reason she wouldn't do that, not because she didn't like women, because literally the door guy was the security.
Yeah.
But now we make enough money that we have real security.
Yeah.
So it's fine to have a woman go down the hall, up the steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like to muscle somebody out.
But the weird part was Rick was a door guy and he weighed a whopping 115 pounds. And every time there was a problem, he's like, I'm going to get involved.
Not the most threatening fellow. Yeah.
So we had like one security person at that time, Chewy.
But now they should.
Now
be
we
here.
Have real security, and we
because are they regulars? Or Tiffany and I aren't regulars, right?
I don't think so.
Then they should be.
They should be. I don't. I mean, like I said, Tiffany's working so much now, and I just assumed Ida was because Ida's everywhere.
Yeah.
So, which I love. I think it's great. So she's always on the road working. So I just assume people lose interest.
Yeah.
You know, when you get disheartened by Tommy or whatever.
Well, that's what happened to me. It was like 11 years where I was like, I'm not going back there to withstand that.
Maria Bamford won't come in the building.
Yeah.
That's
because
how
people are so fucking. We're so. But then I do feel like there was a change. Like, I feel like the changing of guards when Adam was here, it's like a friendlier, happier environment.
And he nurtures comics. Yeah. Like, they do this development thing that before we start any of the shows that are Comedy Store shows, they give a development spot to a door person.
Oh.
5 minutes. They open the show. It's a cold open, but that's
but
a good
it's
growth.
A spot. It's yeah. a, and it's exciting.
Yeah. And they get belly room and main room and all over the place.
Yeah, well, it was like when I first started being able to like call in avails and you're like, you do feel like, oh, right.
So technically, Polly
called
and was like, put her on the list. That's great.
Yeah.
Because he's done that for a few people.
And he was like, why aren't you working the store? And I was like, people were mean to me and I never came back.
Oh, no. Well, you know Melissa McQueen?
Yeah.
Well, she was here. She was one of my waitresses.
Yeah.
And David Krause also.
She was at my wedding.
I love Melissa. Yeah, she's terrific. Sweetest. Well, she. Oh, yeah, that's right. She wasn't. Yeah. Now I'm seeing the pictures. Yeah. But she was a waitress here and they wouldn't give her stage time. And I'm like, you're working here for stage time. Mm-hmm. So don't let them not give you stage time. And on the night you can go on, like mm-hmm. the potluck, whatever, open mic, don't work. Don't call in for that night.
Yeah.
Like, work the other nights. Yeah. Like, don't work here and not reap the benefits of it. But apparently they would screw over the waitresses. So it took a long time for them to, because Mitzi would never have a waitress that was a comic. And the reason is the bread and butter is in the waiting tables. Yeah. If a waitress is focused on getting on stage,
she's not gonna, that's a problem. Service that
yeah.
client.
Yeah. So that was Mitzi's beef with it. But if you're a door person like Carmen and Allie and all these great Jessica Wellington, these girls are phenomenal. And they're Adam's working them like crazy. Like, he's building these girls. And there's a lot more. I'm just skipping over them. But they're all phenomenal. Now they have that. Whereas when Melissa was here, waiting tables was the only way to make money. So she was like kind of. And David Krause also. Mm. Like, they could never get stage time because it was just like, you have to focus on drinks. So now it's different. Now it makes money. And we have a few waitresses that are still, that are comics, but they don't get, it's still the same.
Oh,
a little
I don't
bit.
Like that
bartenders
dynamic.
Or door people, no problem. But if you're, it is true, as a waitress, you can't be focused on.
I feel
on,
like you can still bring drinks and then get. Run up and do 50. I've cried before a set and still had a great set. And like, you know, like I feel like
no,
you
I'm
can
aware.
Still compartmentalize.
It's not about doing enough. A bad show. It's about not serving enough drinks.
But I think if you did serve drinks, you should be rewarded. Like, oh, her PPL was really high.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give her I mean, if that was the case, minutes. I would have got spots every night. Yeah. I was the best server here. That was my shit.
Should have been rewarded.
Sometimes I go on in the main room or the OR and I'll look at the crowd and be like, fuck. I made a fortune in here tonight. God damn it. Why'd I quit waiting tables?
I waited tables for years in the beginning.
Where did you work?
Bubblegum Shrimp Company.
Ooh,
I worked at
in
Hooters.
Santa Monica?
Santa Monica. Hooters. I had health insurance at Hooters.
Really?
Health, medical, dental, vision. I had, free tanning and a gym membership. Yeah, it wasn't a bad.
Shut up. Do they do that?
At Sephora. It wasn't a bad job because you would make like whatever minimum wage was at the time.
So wait a minute.
And then.
Back up. Did you just say discount at Sephora?
Yeah.
Like, look, we need you to wear makeup.
You need to not be heinous and you need to work out and tan your fat ass and then come on in. And then, you would make decent money, especially on like game nights. Like if there was like a sporting event and then. Like, especially lunch shifts.
Put
I just
your
do
titties
the crossword.
Out?
I get them titties out. I do the crossword puzzle till around 12:15. And then I do New York Times. I was the only one that participated in that activity.
That's amazing.
And then back to that titty work.
Well, even here, like, I tease the waitresses still because I'll be on stage and I'll see a waitress come up, like, flopping her tits out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Rent's due. I feel you, girl.
Get them titties out.
I would do the same thing. Like, push them up.
Push them titties. Do you ever see that titty thing? It's supposed to be for, like, dresses where you can't wear a titty thing, but it has, like, a wire. Have you seen that advertised on Facebook?
I'm never looking at that.
It's really upsetting because I'm like,
a wire? What does it do?
Like, a metal fucking coat hanger. And then it has,
under
like,
you?
titty. Yeah.
To push them.
There's like two cups, but then it has like a titty wire connecting so you can wear like a low cut dress. But I don't understand how that wire, it's like a metal fucking hanger in your dress.
We're
how
going backwards, ladies. That's not.
It doesn't look appropriate. It
that's
doesn't
like
feel
the,
like it's doing the job.
What's that like a, what's that thing? A corset.
Yeah. I could use a corset.
No.
Yeah.
Can you wear though? I can't do that.
I could do it.
I did a Scorsese film as an extra. Years ago. It was Age of Innocence. Mm-hmm. And
Bound.
Yeah. And I was like, what? How the fuck? I mean, I have pictures. I look miserable because they tied me in this suit, this corset, and I had a bird cage as a dress or whatever underneath what that thing is.
Like a.
It felt like a bird cage. My mother's like, that's not what it's called. But it was something you put on and it was wiry and it would make your dress stay out.
Big.
Yeah.
But do you think it would be kind of fun to dress like that now?
No.
Once in a while. I just to wear a birdcage and drive down.
And my jock strap. I don't want any of that shit.
I slept in this top like 3 days in a row and then I came here in this.
Who cares?
Oh, gross.
It's a cute top. But you put makeup on.
I did. Put a little lipstick on for you guys.
Hair looks nice. It's
all right.
It's main crazy. Room spot. I washed.
Is it the main room
too.
Or am I in the OR? I don't know where the fuck I am tonight.
I thought you were in the main room. I thought we were kicking ass in the main room.
Are we?
I don't know. We can go up there now. Do you have stuff to promote? Where are you?
Just that Netflix special.
I can't wait. When does that come out?
I think
I'm
not
so
sure.
Happy for it.
I think I'm not sure. It's a few months,
okay.
Probably. But I'm excited because I'm proud. I did a good job.
Good.
Happy with it.
No, I heard.
Maybe I'll get my visa from my husband.
My
travel ban. I now have a travel ban chunk material.
Good. And I hope it makes enough noise that.
That's what I think.
Because it's ridiculous.
No, it's like, you know what was sad? It's like, here, this was one of the biggest nights of my life. And then my husband couldn't be there. And then the next day, he's like, oh, tell me how it went. I was like, oh, it was great. And he's like, no. Like, tell me from, like,
detail.
The time the car picked you up.
Oh.
And I was like, well, the car picked me up. Like, I don't know what you want. It was a black car. Like, what do you want? What kind of detail?
A black car, a white driver. That's weird.
He wanted start to finish.
I love that.
Because he couldn't.
Yeah, because he wanted to be part of it.
Yeah. You love somebody, you want to share their special
of course.
Moments, and you can't.
That's terrible.
Because he's brown, and he's not even, he's like a little brown. He's like real caramelly.
He's pretty caramel. He doesn't look, I mean, there's nothing threatening.
No.
There's nothing.
No. Just a but sweet, it's a, round face.
But here's the thing, it's nothing like that. Can't they do background checks and things
he's
like that?
He's been here 20 fucking times. You know this man's been here. You know he's never served military service in Iran. They already know. Like UNCIS
everybody
knows that shit.
If he has
you
an iPhone, they know what he does.
60 fucking 7 years old when she was denied her visa that she wears a house coat. And like, you know.
Yeah.
What the fuck is she going to do?
Yeah.
Like, she might smuggle in some Persian pistachios, but that's her biggest fucking crime. Like, there's always like a bag of nuts
want,
in her suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like a fish or like some sort of
home lady.
There's like weird old lady shit.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, oh, she brought a fish from the Caspian Sea. Well, that's not really allowed. But that's what she's bringing.
But that's my thing. Like, every situation, every individual situation is different,
but it's 100% bam. So when we got, because we were married September 2nd, we had our interview in Naples, Italy, September 18th. And then they just hand you like this presidential proclamation, 100% ban thing. So ours was approved, but because of the presidential proclamation and the 100% ban, we had to file a waiver. And then my husband thinks we're not getting another bill from the lawyer. I was like, our lawyer filed a 127-page document.
We're getting a bill.
We're getting a giant fucking bill. And he's like, I don't think so. I think, you're like, that's why you're
that's
nicer.
That's how sweet he is. Yeah, that's how naive and sweet. That
believe that
he doesn't
127
understand.
Page document's probably about 14 more thousand.
American
dollars.
Greed lawyer stuff. Yeah.
No idea.
It could be $100 a page.
I'm sure it's like 14 grand. I'm positive.
Wow.
Because it was every military thing I've done. Like, the guy went through and made this,
you perform for the troops.
I've been to Iraq with my dumb tits.
Everywhere.
I've taken my dumb tits to so many fucking war zones with my limited upper body strength. Like, let my fucking husband in.
My dumb tits and my limited upper body strength.
No, you know I shouldn't be in a... Look at me.
No.
You know I'm not making my way out if shit goes awry. I'm dying for shiz.
But they would protect you because you made them laugh.
Yeah, they would. They would. But I'm still going to die.
Yeah. Our producer's a CB and he's given a thumbs up that they would have protected you.
Oh, thanks.
That's Josh. Yeah.
Well, that's what the guy said. They did clearance. Like, I was like, they already did. They do clearance before you get there. Because I noticed like Apaches in the sky. And they're like, that's for you guys, ma'am. And you're like, all right. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at those up there. They're like, oh, is there a war? No, they're protecting you. Oh,
no, they
shit.
Do all the, like, they go down the roads you're going to go down and they make sure that your
make
face
sure
doesn't explode before you tell your wiener jokes in a foreign land.
Just tell your wiener jokes and get the fuck out of here.
Tell that one big long dick joke, if you will.
I'm so mad. I'm pissed. I didn't realize.
Well, here's the thing. I've worked for Helium a million times over now.
Yeah.
And they still won't hire me.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I mean, they'll put me as a feature. I'm saying they won't put me as a headliner.
Why?
I don't know. So it's really hard. And then Robbie, the owner, he's very nice to me. He's like, oh, you're hilarious. You're this.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going back with Dice in a couple, the beginning of May. I think this comes out in May. So I keep saying things.
All right. All right.
Sorry, this is a stockpile. But
I'm just after, I'm in Atlanta next weekend, but then I'm just going to see my husband for like
good
a,
for
I'm
you.
Going for a few weeks.
Punchline?
I'm at the Punchline. I'm doing some firefighter benefit where I have to be clean or PG-13. And I'm like, uh-oh, I need the money. I'm going to take it anyway. Have you ever done that? Where you know it's going to be a disaster
every
before you go.
Every single day.
Ugh.
Every day.
Ugh. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. It's in a conference center at a Marriott.
I did a one-nighter in Toronto, a bachelor party. And I was like, you sure they want to stand up?
I did one that was before Christmas. It was a Christmas party for like a golf club in like outside of Jersey. And it felt like everybody was wearing like, you know, this like
they
blue
listen?
Blazers and the tan slackies where you feel like they should be shouting ass to ass instead of you doing stand up. They should be surrounding you.
Ass to ass.
It just had a real ass to ass, but like terrifying rape vibe.
Yeah. I hate that, but I love it.
Yeah.
But you got your good money.
Yeah, I need it. I need that cash.
I went and I did it in Toronto, and they didn't listen to a goddamn word I said. That's and I tried everything. Even jumped on a stripper pole and gave somebody a lap dance. Nothing.
The worst I've ever done, I'd do an hour and a half in an Indian casino in Wisconsin, and then an El DeBarge cover band went on before me.
You know, El DeBarge being Philadelphia's own as well.
Oh, yeah.
This is just a Philly night.
They had belts that said Pussy Crushers.
Of course. And then
the bar was in front of the stage, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So like doing an hour and a half, you can't fill an hour and a half when you're in a casino. So Wheel of Fortune, like Wheel of Fortune. So I made like a stick out of straws, and in between jokes that weren't working, I would just poke the bartender for a few minutes and I just wait for my check. Like, all right, I'm just going to fill this fucking time with this stick straw act.
And you would just poke the bartender.
I just poke the bartender.
What?
Like, I would just be like, this isn't going well. I would just poke the dude with, I would just keep making like longer and longer stick straws. And that was my, I've never been asked back.
Why?
I would think they bring you right back.
That's amazing.
It's fine enough. I've done my duty.
I've done my time.
Oh, do we have to go to our spot?
Yes, we do. Right. So you're going to be at the Punchline. That might already have happened.
Yeah, it's already happened.
And then
I'm going to, I'm doing shows in Croatia in the beginning of May for.
I'm sure we have a lot of Croatia listeners. A
lot of Croatia listeners.
Are you out there? Croatia. Hello?
Where am I in June? June at Omaha. I'm coming back in June.
Oh, nice. Do you have a website or something? You put all your dates.
AprilMacy.com.
That's exciting. Yeah, mine is EleanorJKerrigan.com. Dates are up there. Go look at it. I don't know where I'll be. Floating around, I'm doing
floating around
with
just
Dice
hustling
in May.
My tits around town.
Yeah, just taking my little tits,
and these
decent upper body strength.
Yeah.
Because I probably was supposed to be a man, but I didn't cook.
I'm
long
gonna take
enough.
My Polish breeding tits to Croatia.
There you go.
I get these honkers.
I'm gonna take my Irish little tits to my stoic. What is it called? The Hamptons. I'm working in the Hamptons for the first time.
What gig is that?
In May. I don't know. It's a Dice gig.
All right.
None of my business.
Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And Ohio will be at the Sonic Temple Festival with No One Cares, which is Dice's kids band. And Dice is headlining, and I'm featuring for them.
Nice.
So a family affair is coming to the Sonic Temple.
Very nice.
Festival in Ohio, May 18th. And Josh, do you have something to promote? Here he comes. He's going to promote.
Oh.
I can't hear him. Come to the Comedy Store. Rate, subscribe the podcast. You know the deal. We don't care if it's negative or positive.
Yeah, and if there's anything, please hit me up at Josh96O'Brien so I can fix it, because that way you're not beating up Eleanor and Rick on things.
I also don't be fucking negative. I've had it with people and they're goddamn negative.
Negative
Rick and I don't care. We know they have to get it out. Get it out. We're not going to respond anyway.
I do feel like with comics, the intention, this is what makes me mad when people hate comics, the intention is so fucking good. I'm like, I've sacrificed my life for the last 17 years going to fucking shit towns to sprinkle joy into your piece of shit existence. Put a fucking smile on your face, you fucking animals, because we give a shit to make people happy. You don't get to hate us.
I agree.
And you cannot find us funny, but shut your fucking man pleasers.
But here's the man pleasers, always funny. But here's the thing. Sometimes they write negative shit just so you'll respond. That's how fucking lonely they are.
That's how I feel like I got a lot of dates on dating sites before. The only people, like, you know, you get a lot of weird inbox. But then the one guy was like, can I buy you tits? And I was like, I don't need tits.
He
got mad. He's like, well, when you age, he's like, am I supposed to be happy with your aging tits? And I was like, I don't even know you. And I don't want your weird tit offer. And then I'm just like, these are the people I engage with on dating sites.
Those are the people that didn't get enough hugs from their mother as a child. So that's what they still do. But I'm going to be in Calgary at Yuck Yucks on the 24th and 25th of May. And also 30 and 31st in Vancouver.
All right.
Yuck Yucks there of May with Jason Rouse. And I'm actually going to go to the same thing you guys are. But
pretty
I'll be
much.
Checking out the...
Ohio?
Sonic.
Yeah, I'm excited
Festival
about
Temple
that.
Temple of Doom or whatever the
whatever
fuck
it
is.
Whatever it is, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are we in the main room or are we in the...
Let's go up
all
and
right,
check.
Let's go
all right, thank you guys.
Bye.
Rate, subscribe, get your shit
it's
together.
Weird light box.
Come to the world famous. Bye.